Kim Pagano flow. Wake up, hit the dial, yeah, it's time to go. Start your day right. It's the Kim Pagano Show. She's the voice of Ventura, heart of the coast. With the good news only, yeah, she doing the most. Talking life, love, health, and hustle. Bringing in guests who flex that muscle. From authors to docs, she's bridging the gap. Kim got the real talk, never no cap. Tune in, let the wisdom flow. Start your morning with the Kim Pagano Show. It's positive vibes, it's purpose, it's real. It's coffee and truth with that local appeal. She got that laugh, that light that lift you up. Whether you're driving or sipping from your morning cup, she'll ask the hard cues, still keep it kind. Dropping gems every time that you press rewind. Community strong, she's built that lane. With heart and hustle running through her vein. It's not just a show, it's a vibe, a tribe. So tell your whole crew, yeah, it's time to subscribe. Tune in, let the wisdom flow. Start your morning with the Kim Pagano Show. It's positive vibes, it's purpose, it's real. It's coffee and truth with that local appeal. So when the world feels heavy and the skies feel gray, Kim's got a message to brighten. Start your morning with the Kim Pagano Show. It's positive vibes, it's purpose, it's real. It's coffee and truth with that local appeal. So when the world feels heavy and the skies feel gray, Kim's got a message to brighten.
Good morning and welcome back to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And business. And of course, I'm so grateful that you have tuned in here to the Kim Pagano Show. Our number here is 805-419-0008. And again, I want to remind you to download our podcast. And of course, that is the Kim Pagano Show. It's on most platforms. And of course, you can share us there and take us with you. I want to welcome my next guest, Peter G. DeCrossel. And of course, he is a prolific author with a fascinating background. And we're going to have him on. And of course, his newest book is Custom Made for New World Disorder. And it's a series. And we're going to talk to him a little bit about really in this world right now, we really need this. So welcome, Peter. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for inviting me and having me on your show. I look forward to it.
Yeah. Talk to us a little bit about who you are and, of course, how you got started.
Well, how I got started is a long story, but I started out as a lawyer in California. Back in the 70s, representing landlords, developers, mobile home park owners, and banks that financed the construction and the infrastructure, and also founded one of the largest national banks at the time, called Mercantile National Bank. And I helped write the legislation governing landlord-tenant relationships in mobile home parks in California and Nevada back in the 70s. So I had a depth of experience in that industry. And over the years, even though I have moved into other fields of engagement, such as writing books and running a network of veterinary hospitals in Hong Kong.
So
my passion is both for people and for pets.
I love it. I actually never even heard it say that way, but people and pets. That is so, I'm right there with you. Okay.
Right.
So great. I love it. Yeah.
So So during the pandemic, the COVID pandemic, while we were all locked in our homes and wherever we were around the world, me at the time being in Hong Kong, I was thinking of, well, what is a solution to the housing crisis? Because it was right after the crash of 2008 and 18. And so I decided, let me get in touch with my buddies who've all been involved in one aspect or another of the housing sector, be it community development directors who would help write the ordinance and get the financing in cities to build communities, whether it was funds from the federal government or the state treasurers who actually funded the different agencies, who underwrote the bonds to raise the funds for different housing, developers, architects. And it was a group of five that I called my five amigos that I mentioned in the introduction, and I acknowledged their input. And the question was, how do we fix the broken housing agency situation? And that's how I came up with the book after 2.5 years of biweekly, every 2 weeks, having a Zoom call with everybody and updating and updating. And the final conclusion was that every government agency, or I should say every agency that governs housing, is a government agency, whether it's at the federal level, state level, county level, or city level. They're all government career bureaucrats.
Right.
And what is the goal of a career bureaucrat? They don't like it when I say it, which is why I've antagonized many, is their goal is to get to retirement and a pension. So, you know, things drag out, but eventually they wind up getting deadlocked. So what is the solution? We have to bring in the private sector as a partner to the government agencies. And it should be a partnership of the private and public sector, which has never been done in the housing business.
Wow.
And the CEO of this joint venture should be a real estate executive or a banker who understands finance. And the government official will be the equivalent of the COO that implements and executes what the board of directors and the CEO decide needs to be done.
There you go.
And the five participants that would contribute money would be the government from the federal level. I asked the question, if the government can spend $200 billion to farmers not to grow anything and keep their land fallow, why can't they give a couple billion to seed a new agency that is a joint venture, but the funds will be matched by the private sector so that the real estate developers and bankers put up a percentage of their profits? So why is it, for example, that now you have what's called the millionaire tax, even out there in California, for homes that sell over 5 million, a percentage goes into a homeless fund? Well, why limit it to million-dollar mansions? Why not do it for every house that sells for a profit?
Right.
And the seller gets a tax credit for that amount. So you have landlords and developers contributing funds and getting a tax break for whatever they contribute, as well as the average homeowner who's selling, moving up the housing ladder. And then guess what? All these landlords and developers, especially the large ones, have charities. And they give to everything but housing.
Right.
Two pets, two education, all good causes. I'm not saying they should stop giving there.
Right.
But why not to housing?
Right. You know, Peter, do you ever sleep?
Yes, I do. I love my sleep.
Not a lot, though, right? I can tell you.
Usually on airplanes, I'm red eyes.
I was going to say, wow, you got some really great ideas here. What are we going to find in your book? Like, who is this book for?
It is both for government officials that come up with housing policies and for everybody who either rents or buys or wants to rent and buy housing and spend less than 25% of their income on a mortgage or rent. And the balance is subsidized by what I call the housing subsidy fund, and which is where the money from developers, bankers, charities, and religious organizations, all the stakeholders that I spell out in the book that contribute to the fund, sit on the board, make the decisions, watching their money. Because, for example, a lot of the foundations and charities don't give to housing because they think the money is going down a black hole. So they, but with a private joint venture partner, 100%. That changes the picture for a whole new source of revenue. Wow. So it's geared to people who want to spend less than 25% of their income on rent or a mortgage. And it is also to government officials, urging them not to change the housing officials after every election. The people who run housing should stay there regardless of whether it's a red party that wins or a blue party that wins. This is about housing Americans of all parties.
Okay.
And so those are the two key points. One to the elected officials, here's a draft ordinance as a sample, and government officials, don't change officials. And to the public, if you want to keep it, your rent or mortgage payment to be 25% or less, then start a local, what I call BHM or chapter, okay, a grassroots organization of like-minded people in your community to put pressure on the elected officials to do just that.
Right.
So it's geared to both.
Right. Then let me ask you a question. Your company is Custom Made Books. How did you decide on that name?
The name Made, yes. M-A-I-D, all my books are called Custom Made because I say we the people are maids. We're constantly cleaning up the mess career politicians
wow,
make.
I
and then
that.
We're dumb enough to pay for it in the form of the taxation they impose yeah. to pay for their mistakes. And as someone who lives in Asia where maids are cheap, I still haven't found one that'll pay me to clean up my mess. So I raise the question, why is it that we, the taxpayers, are constantly cleaning up the mess career politicians make?
I love it. Okay. And also you use the phrase new world disorder. What does that mean to you?
Well, to me, the world is a mess right now. That's why we, the maids, have to clean it up. It's in a super disorder.
Right.
Whether you look at housing is a disorder. You look at wars, disorder, wars that shouldn't be going on. Inflation is a disorder. The economy is in disorder. The Strait of Hormuz is blocked. Gas prices are disorder. What is it, the disorder?
This is very true. So let me ask you, first of all, what is your message that you want the world to know?
The world can make a difference and change existing policies. All they have to do is have the political will, if it's people at the elected level, or the political drive to go out on the streets and demand that the change be made peacefully, shouldn't be made violently.
I love it. And I know that you were nice enough to give some of your books away to our listeners. So I want to open up our phone lines for that at 805-419-0008. Just put on there Peter's book. And I'm actually going to say the word made. Okay, I think that's so good. Cleaning up other people's, messes, right? Made. Call us or text us at that number, 805-419-0008. How do people find out more about you, about your book, get involved in this? Talk to us.
There's two websites they can go to. One is custommadebooks.com, custommadebooks.com. Made spelled M-A-I-D, not M-A-D-E. And Breaking Housing Matters 501c3 registered charity in Arizona called Breaking Housing Matters, how to build affordable homes profitably. And the website there is breakinghousingmatters.org. org, where they can get a free book. And if they want to, they can also, I'm going to turn around here and show you a hat they could get,
America,
which is
again.
House America Again.
Oh, I love
it. All the grassroots, ideally BHM Club members will be wearing when they go out on the street demanding political change.
I love it.
And the hat's available on the website too.
Okay, Peter, I want one of those. So yeah.
I will send you one.
Okay, I love it. Peter, great job getting your message out there. And again, please share our show with everyone, download our podcast. And thank you so much for, you know, we all have to make a difference. We all can't just be a maid, as you
right
call
on.
It.
Right
I love
on.
That, you know, and we all have to be our own advocates. And so I think this is really great. Thank you again. And I look forward to talking with you again.
Likewise, Kim,
okay.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you for having me. Thank you.
You got it.
You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Ready for your next unforgettable adventure? Join Kim Pagano and Amphora Travel Planning for an incredible Southwest journey aboard the Canyon Spirit Railroad in April 2027. Travel with friends, make new ones, and experience breathtaking scenery, premium rail service, exceptional dining, comfortable hotels, and visits to two spectacular national parks. It's the perfect opportunity to relax, reconnect, and create memories that will last a lifetime. Whether you're planning this incredible rail vacation or your dream getaway anywhere in the world, Amphora Travel Planning is here to make travel effortless. Life is short. Fill it with unforgettable journeys. Amphora Travel Planning, where unforgettable journeys begin. Text Carol at 805-415-9901. That's 805-415-9901 for all of your travel needs. Liat Cohen is a business and employment attorney serving the Los Angeles area for over 33 years. Liat focuses on providing personal representation to her clients and is concerned with their needs. Liat prides herself on solving legal problems and keeping her clients protected. As a business owner herself and a trial attorney, Liat understands the pitfalls facing businesses and works with her clients to avoid them. Forget the rest. Call the best. Liat Cohen provides free legal consultations. Call 818-579-9996. Check out the website at liatlaw.net. Did you know stem cell injections can cost thousands of dollars with no guaranteed results? Here's a simple, affordable phototherapy packed system that supports your body's natural renewal process. No injections, no chemicals, and no drugs. This light-based wellness technology has been studied for decades and shown to support energy, balance, recovery, and overall vitality naturally. For about $99, try a 30-day supply designed to help your body do what it does best, restore and renew itself. Many people share experiences of feeling more energetic, focused, and balanced after incorporating this technology into their wellness routine. If you'd like to learn more, text your name to 805-407-4302 for educational information. That's 805-407-4302. Or you can go to Lynn's website for more info, liveyounger.com/GreekLynn.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
When you dine at Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the Santa Rosa Valley, you'll be able to take a step back in time with Manhattan's Supper Club Italian Dining. Enjoy live entertainment while eating and relaxing with an extensive wine list. Tuesday and Thursday receive a complimentary bottle of house wine with a purchase of two entrees from their regular menu. They also invite you to stop by and enjoy their heated Madison Beer Garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. Don't forget about Manhattan's private wine room. Holding up to 50 people, it's perfect for any professional or special occasion. Call today to make your reservations and book your next private party. That's 805-388-5550. That's 805-388-5550. Or go to manhattanofcamarillo.com, located right off the 101 freeway in Pleasant Valley.
Are you looking for a reliable investment that stands the test of time? Gold and silver has always been a safe haven in times of uncertainty. At Gold Your Money, we help you protect your wealth by guiding you through the process of buying and storing precious metals. Whether you're new to investing or looking to diversify, our experts provide personalized solutions to fit your needs. Don't wait for inflation to erode your savings. Secure your future today with Gold Your Money. Visit goldyourmoney.com or call 805-323-GOLD. That's 805-323-4653 or goldyourmoney.com for more details.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this, having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagined, visit webweaversconsulting.com for WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans. Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
And of course, for our listeners that are just waking up, starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show, as millions of Americans gear up for summer adventure, whether it's hitting the road, catching a flight, or setting sail on a long-awaited getaway, health experts say a little planning before you leave can help keep you healthy and prepared for whatever the journey brings. And of course, we've got Dr. Amy Lynn Valentine here, and she's the pharmacy district leader for CVS Pharmacy and has helpful tips to keep your summer travels safe and healthy and stress-free. So again, welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. Excited to chat with you today.
Yeah, no problem. Talk to us a little bit about, before we leave home, what should we do to make sure we have enough prescriptions?
Yeah, so before anyone is going on vacation, I always recommend that you take a look at your prescription medication supply. You want to do a quick little audit of your medication cabinet and make sure that you have enough of your prescription meds to last not only for the duration of your trip, but also a few days extra, just in case you have any weather or travel-related delays. You don't run out of medications while you're away. But if you do find that you're going to fall short, that's okay. Just pop in and see your local CVS pharmacist, and we're there to assist with vacation overrides and making sure that you get enough supply to last you while you are away on vacation.
I love that. I've actually had to do that before, and so it's so important. But I try to, like, and if you get stuck, right, you need a little bit more. Don't bring just exactly what you need.
Exactly.
So I love that. And how can we stay healthy while traveling by car, taking a cruise, or going on a vacation or maybe even attending large summer gatherings. Like, you know, you kind of get a little nervous, right?
Yeah. No, it is so important when you're traveling, no matter what mode of transportation that you're using, to make sure that you are following these tips to stay healthy. So that includes washing your hands. I know it seems simple, but when you're going places like an airport or a cruise ship, you're coming in contact with a lot of surfaces, a lot of people in a confined space, and it is so important to make sure you have hand sanitizer or antibacterial wipes. That way you can keep your hands clean, because you don't want to come and touch something and then accidentally touch your eyes or mouth, which can lead you to get sick. So that's a huge tip that I recommend that everybody takes into consideration. And if you're looking to stay healthy, you know, before your trip, I always recommend it's okay to take some immune boosting supplements like vitamin C or elderberry leading up to your vacation. And then you can take those throughout the duration of your trip as well.
I love it. And what should international travelers know about vaccines and health recommendations before they go aboard?
Yes, if listeners are planning on traveling abroad and going out of the country, it's important to look at the CDC website to see which vaccines might be required in order to enter that country. So many countries do have both recommendations and requirements for vaccines in order to travel there. So you want to make sure that you are prepared and bring that list into your local CVS to get those vaccines administered by your pharmacist. And then you'll have a copy of that record to take with you when you travel abroad. That way you're good to go, don't have to stress, and then can just focus on having fun and enjoying your time.
Wow, such good tips. And let me ask you, okay, first of all, you know, I mean, what's going around right now that we should be, you know, it seems like every summer there's something that we should be aware of. Is there anything right now that you can share with us?
Yeah, I would just say, you know, I know it is the summer months, but the flu season is around the corner. So listeners should start to keep that at the top of their mind. Flu vaccine is available typically in the middle of August, which is still the summertime vacations for a lot of us. So I would recommend keeping an eye out at your local CVS and getting that vaccine as soon as it is available.
Okay, perfect. Again, Dr. Amy, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. And again, how can my listeners find out more about all of this?
Yes, if listeners want to learn more, they can visit cvs.com for additional resources.
Okay, perfect. Again, thank you again. And please download our podcast, The Kim Pagano Show, and we look forward to talking with you again.
Thank you so much.
Have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Well, that was some really good stuff and some things that we learned there. And let's bring our next guest on. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, we're going to be talking a little bit about why 75% of eligible lung cancer patients are missing critical early detections and what they can do about it. And of course, Michelle Futrell is here to share some thoughts and some information. And of course, she is the MSN RN Director of Lung Cancer Screening Programs and Initiatives at the Longevity Foundation. And welcome. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, so talk to us. How prevalent is lung cancer, first of all, and specifically NSCLC? Maybe you can even share us that and what it is in the United States.
Yeah, so lung cancer is the third most diagnosed cancer in the United States in men and women combined. According to the American Cancer Society, approximately 229,000 people in the U.S. will be diagnosed with non-small cell lung cancer this year. And non-small cell lung cancer accounts for about 80 to 85% of cases of all diagnosed lung cancers.
Wow, that's incredible. And why is, I mean, it's actually, I'm not even going to ask why is early detection so important? We all know that, right? But the screening guidelines used for testing.
Yeah, so the screening guidelines for lung cancer screening, the United States Preventative Task Force recommends an annual lung cancer screening with low-dose CT for individuals who are ages 50 to 80 years old, have a 20-pack year smoking history. So roughly that translates to they smoked about a pack a day for 20 years. and who are currently smoking or have quit smoking within the past 15 years.
And what about the vapes? Talk to us a little bit. What's your thought on that?
Yeah, so currently, of course, the guidelines don't include vaping. I do know that there is a lot of research now being done on vapes and vaping in relation to, you know, is it a consideration or a factor in diagnosis of lung cancer? But I'm not sure that we're quite there yet, but.
Okay. So what does lung cancer screening actually entail?
So the lung cancer screening is really a quick and painless CAT scan. It's a low dose radiation CAT scan. So the amount of radiation is significantly less than that of a standard CT. It doesn't require an IV. It doesn't require IV dye. And it's not, I get this question a lot, you know, is it the long tube like you go into for the MRI? And it is not. We describe it more as the donut shaped machine that's open on both sides.
Mm.
And it's very quick too.
Okay.
It probably takes longer to fill paperwork out and set up for the test than it does the actual scan. The scan, it takes less than a minute typically.
Wow. Good to know. Now here's a question. Is that something that's like covered under our insurance? Like, should everybody be doing this? Or only if you were a smoker or if you were in an environment where, you know, maybe you were, I guess, secondhand smoke. What's your thought on that?
So if you meet the eligibility criteria, insurance does cover the screening. But I always encourage people that if they're not sure if they meet criteria or if they're outside the criteria or eligibility, to have the conversation with their healthcare provider. There are some programs that offer different screenings to different subsets of people. Like I know like some programs will scan first responders, you know, firefighters. And so, you know, mm-hmm. and some offer it to individuals who are underinsured or uninsured. So I think it's just always important to have that conversation with your provider to find out.
Got it. And besides smoking, what other risk factors associated with it, that disease that you can talk to your doctors about to inform them, like whether you should or not? And of course, well, let's start there.
Yeah, I think that, you know, if you've had known radon exposure, secondhand smoke exposure, exposure to asbestos, you know, air pollution, occupational hazards, family history of lung cancer, those are all important factors to consider, you know, when talking to your doctor and just having that open, honest conversation about screening.
Okay. And what does LFCT mean?
So I'm not sure if that it's, so it's actually LDCT. It's a low dose CAT scan. Is what the actual test is. So the low radiation dose CAT scan. So a lot of people just refer to it as the LDCT.
Okay. And what is Lung Longevity Foundation? So, and if you can share that.
Yeah, sure. So Longevity, we're a national lung cancer advocacy organization dedicated to improving outcomes for people affected by lung cancer. The foundation works to advance research in early detection and more effective treatments, and also to ensure that patients have access to these advances. And our mission is to improve survival and quality of life for people living with lung cancer, as well as their loved ones, while promoting health equity by addressing disparities throughout the care continuum.
Really interesting. And of course, such great knowledge, you know, if anybody has this in their family or, you know, maybe you have been smoking and it's been years, but you want to just make sure. Michelle, thank you so much for coming. How does my listeners find out more about all this information?
Yeah, so they can visit our website at longevity.org.
Perfect. All right. Well, again, thank you so much. Have a great day. And thank you for this reminder and message.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You got it. Have a great day. Talk to you soon. Take care.
Good morning and welcome back to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, joining me is Gabrielle Wanick. And of course, she is a fantasy writer with a love for sharp edge stories. And today we're going to be just talking about one of her 10 books. She is female-led driven fantasy fiction series is just out with Songs of Ash and Dawn. And that is book two. Again, let's welcome. Gabrielle, are you there? And thank you so much for joining us.
I am. It's lovely to hear from you.
Well, thank you. Yeah. Well, again, thank you for joining us. Talk to us a little bit about what got you started, and then we'll find out a little bit about your book.
I started writing when I was about 15 years old, 15, 16, somewhere in there. And I just started writing, and eventually I had the idea to start this series a while ago now. And so then I'm trying to think of the best way to say this. So started really getting into the idea of contemporary fantasy through Game of Thrones and through a lot of other fantasy social media stuff.
Got it, got it. So let me ask you, the Songs of Ash and Dawn, what does that mean to you?
What it means to me is the start of something new and the ending of something old.
Oh, okay. I like that. I like that. Okay. And I'm looking at your website here. It's so funny. I have the same little dog as you do.
Do you
except
really?
For mine's Rusty. Yeah, exactly. That is so funny. Yeah. And so talk to us, first of all, how long did it take you to do these series?
So book one took me about 5.5 years. Because it was all the research and all the time, and I started it in the middle of COVID, which took its own time.
Right.
And then book two took me about, 4 or 5 months.
Okay. And what have you learned about the complexity of building out a 10-book series of fantasy fiction?
I learned that you need to actually write out an outline and make sure everything is accounted for inside of the outline so that you're not wandering aimlessly.
Okay. And let me ask you, what are we going to find in your books? What is it like, if you could kind of give us a little, like, you know, an outline of it, I guess you would say.
So like a pitch. So it's a fantasy fiction series led by two female characters, Cora and Aiden, and they're trying to figure out their magic and how they fit into the world that's already so full of so much magic and so many creatures, and just trying to find their place and where exactly they belong.
Hmm. Okay. Is there anywhere, are you in that book? Is that you?
I am semi-based off of, or one of the characters is slightly based off me, just a little bit of personality-wise. But the other character, otherwise they're just a mishmash of different people.
Got it. Okay. And so who's your audience?
My audience is anybody that would love Game of Thrones, fantasy fiction, strong female leads, fun, crazy magic and abilities, and people who like lore and mythology.
Okay. And let me ask you, why did you, why is your novel only about female characters?
So there are male characters in the series as well. It's centered around two females because, one, I am a female, and that makes it a little bit easier to write.
Right, exactly.
And the other thing was, they're not as strong as a male would be. So I get to play with them a little bit more in comparison to, like, physical combat.
Okay. Very cool. And so let me ask you, basically you kind of say that readers connect with Aiden and Cora in the first book, and then the new challenges will test them in the book two, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And what are some of the fantasies that they go through?
So Aiden specifically is going to be starting her career and starting her job, which is going to take them out of the location of book one and more into the city and around more people, where Cora is trying to figure out where exactly she fits now that all the events of book one have happened.
Oh, there you go. Okay. And so now we're on to book two, correct?
Yes.
And what are we going to find in book two? Now you got me like interested, like, okay, let's see.
Well, you got some new villains. You got some new situations. You have specifically a new villain named Elizabeth who's pulling a lot of strings in the background and making things just a little bit more complicated.
Okay. And are you one of those, as an author, half full or half empty?
Half full.
Okay.
I like to look at things on the positive side.
Okay. That's cool. And where do we find your book? And of course, leave us with like one positive, brighter side that we're going to find in your book.
So you'll be able to find the book on songsofashanddawn.com. You can get the first three chapters for book one and two for free. And if you want, you can also celebrate the launch of the second version with a Kindle for 99 cents till the end of the month. And for a positive about the book, I believe it's just seeing the magic and the wonder that this world has to offer.
I love it. Again, Gabriel Wanick, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. Download our podcast and share our show with everyone. And congratulations and keep doing all those great things you're doing.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great rest of your day. Take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Well, that was some really good stuff and some things that we learned there. And let's bring our next guest on.
Good morning. How are you?
Morning.
And Kim, doing good.
Very good. Good. Well, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, we're going to be talking about how to get your property and finances ready for wildfires. It's kind of like we think about Halloween, October. Well, actually, we don't even have to think about that. We like, I don't know, we're all prepared and we want to learn more. So, of course, joining us today is Dr. Ian Giammanco. Did I say that right? Giammanco.
There you go.
Okay. Perfect. Giammanco, Managing Director of Atmospheric Science Insurance Institute for Business and Home Safety. And of course, Karen Collins, Vice President at American Property Casualty Insurance Association. And they're both here with us. And of course, please, let's just start off with Dr. Ian. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, I am a meteorologist by background and study actually all the weather-related perils at IBHS now is looking at both wildfire and how the atmosphere affects wildfires, but also the things we have to simulate and how we test our building materials against fire. And I also study the effects of a lot of things we think about, right? Thunderstorms, hail, the wind that comes with them, as well as hurricanes. So our job at IBHS is to put the building materials to the toughest test against these weather-related hazards.
I love that. And Karen, please tell us about you.
Yes, with the cost and frequency of so many natural disasters on the rise, we really emphasize on the insurance side how important it is for consumers to focus on preparedness, both in the physical, how to reduce the likelihood of having property damage, but also ensuring that you have enough insurance to rebuild and recover in the aftermath of these events, particularly, you know, with wildfires. We've seen since 2020 at least 10 major wildfire conflagrations that have destroyed 26,000 structures. And that includes, of course, last year's 2025 Palisades and Eaton fires, where we saw something like 16,000 or 18,000 structures lost. So very important to have these conversations so that you are not caught by surprise after the event, but are prepared prior to.
I love that. And we did hear so many stories about that. Karen, how can you prevent under insurance and ensure your finances are protected before a wildfire?
It's so critical to have an intentional conversation. We call it an annual insurance checkup. Many don't realize that since the COVID pandemic, if you go back to January of 2020, we've seen reconstruction costs, both materials and labor, are 47% higher. And that is putting a lot of pressure on, do you have enough insurance coverage to rebuild? So the conversation with your agent or company should be really focused on, what are your current policy limits and what coverage do you have? Does it reflect your property accurately? Is it reflecting the right square footage and materials of your home? Have you done home improvements recently to improve, you know, updated kitchens or installed outdoor accessory dwelling units? All of that is important. And then also talk about other optional coverage features that can boost that financial cushion. Things like extended replacement cost coverage can give you further financial resource when those costs spike. We saw that in Los Angeles, you know, the amount of labor and material costs went up even higher than broader inflation because everyone's fighting over the same resources at once. There's also There's ordinance and law coverage. If you have an older home and need to update it to newer building codes, there's additional cushion you can add there. And certainly the displacement when you're out of your home, particularly with wildfire events like these that we've seen, additional living expenses, you can also increase those coverage limits to financially boost what you have available.
I love it. I love it. And Ian, what are the key steps to make your home more resistant to embers igniting and burning your home?
Yeah, let's start with the core items that are needed to defend your home against embers. And it really does start with that first 5-foot area, going from the wall, outside wall, out 5 feet around your home. In California, we talk about this as zone zero. And you want that area free of anything that can burn, a fully non-combustible zone zero. It is the place where embers accumulate the most, and they also collect on anything that's there. So if that could ignite, there's a high probability that it will when embers collect there and that fire is going to spread to your home. Within that zone, where that zone hits your wall, you want the lowest 6 inches to be non-combustible or not able to ignite, because that's, again, embers will pile up there. You do not want that material that those embers are touching to be able to ignite. So for a lot of us, right, that could be our concrete foundation that serves and fits the bill. For some of us, we may actually need to think about what is a non-combustible veneer, a stone veneer, brick veneer, things like that. Even metal flashing can do the job. And then we can move to some of the aspects of how embers get in our homes through our vents. And you want to make sure you have ember-resistant vents. An easy retrofit is to use the eighth inch or finer metal mesh. Really good trick to go look at your vents and see if you've got it or not is take a golf tee. If you can push the pointy end through the mesh, that means you got a mesh size that's too big. So you want 1/8 inch or finer metal mesh covering all those vents so embers can't get in. And I want to say these are some of the core items that are part of our wildfire prepared system that is available in California to be able to get those designations for your home. So those are some of the really the big things when we talk about core items for ember protection.
Wow, that's cool right there. Karen, why is it important to, like you had said in the very beginning, to contact your insurancer about your coverage and prior to a natural disaster? Kind of almost like a check-in, right?
It needs to be that check-in, really, because a lot of folks overestimate their preparedness for these events, and then they find that in the aftermath that they don't have, you know, they've got a lot of protection gaps. The details really do matter. You want to know what your policy covers. Does it have replacement cost coverage to pays everything at current market price to replace it, or is it an actual cash value policy that may take depreciation into account and pays less for aged items? Renters can lose everything in a fire just like homeowners, and so you want to make sure that they are purchasing coverage. Often you can easily bundle it with auto insurance. If you've got older parents and they've retired and paid off that mortgage, check with them. Make sure they keep that homeowner's policy in place so they can have a financial resource. We too often see people look then at, you know, federal disaster aid and grants, and those are very, very limited. They will never help fully rebuild your home, and they're often very, very delayed also in the timing of any additional resource. So insurance is your primary mechanism, your financial safety net. And when you look at kind of your policy, when I say protection gaps, we in California, we have earthquake risk. That's a separate policy. Flood insurance, similarly, is a separate policy that you might need to talk about. Do I need to be purchasing this? And probably more so this year. If you've been watching the news, they are forecasting a super El Nino, one of the strongest on record. So if you think we've had some bad atmospheric rivers in the past, buckle up. It's going to be a really difficult winter. And now is the time to put that coverage in place if you don't already have it.
Okay, and Ian, how should homeowners and renters change their landscape? Okay, this is something we just did, took everything 5 feet around our thing, and you mentioned that before, but and fencing so homes do not catch on the fire embers, all right, that are just flying.
Yeah, that's right. So you mentioned fences. It's another one of those really good initial steps is look at, you know, your fencing where it may connect to your home in that 5 foot zone. Think about replacing that gate that's there with a metal gate that can't ignite. That is actually helping break the chain of fire to your home. And we look outside of zone zero in that 5 to 30 foot area as we start to work outside. It really just becomes about making sure you keep those, you know, spacing between your planting elements, the combustible items. We've seen some folks do some beautiful landscape designs that incorporate that wonderful spacing with some hardscapes that kind of look like natural trails. I have a lot of pride in my yard. I know a lot of people do too. Check those out. Go look at those designs. Go search for them. Talk to your landscaper. If you've saved up enough money and you're going to actually go do that or have somebody else do that work, show them those designs. And some of them are just absolutely beautiful. And you wouldn't even think when you saw them, it's like, man, this incorporates all the elements of wildfire resistance. And again, that is helping break that chain of fire that's coming to your home, whether it's the fire itself, the flames touching things and spreading fire that way, or embers igniting different things, and then that fire spreading to your home. So we want to break that chain. And these are some great ways to do it. Start with zone zero. And then afterwards, just look for those really unique designs that incorporate wonderful spacing.
I love it. I love it. And Karen, lastly, how do we create a home inventory to make our recovery so much easier?
A home inventory is a really simple but often overlooked step that you can do to make that process so much easier after a loss. It's as simple as taking out your smartphone, turn on the video or camera, and just go through each room of your home. You're documenting drawers, opening up closets. If you're like me and have a ton of stuff in the garage, go through that space as well. And all you're trying to do is describe what is in your home, the personal property, what you have, maybe what you paid, where you got it, when you got it. And certainly anything that's higher end, like electronics, appliances, TVs, whatever it might be, you're creating a record of that so that in the event that unfortunate, you know, tragic fire happens where sadly, maybe there's nothing left behind, you have a record already of what you may have lost that you can then submit as part of that insurance claims process. So you want to save it once you've created it in a cloud or a fireproof case, but it can really help make that recovery so much smoother for you as you're going through the claims process.
I love it. Again, thank you both for being here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life and business. And where do my listeners find out more about all of these things we've been talking about?
Yeah, I would encourage folks to just start to see where you begin. Go to ibhs.org/wildfire-ready. Another great resource, though, on the wildfire prepared side from a total home resilience package, go to wildfireprepared.org.
There you go. Thank you again, Karen and Ian. And again, please download our show on our podcast after it airs here. And then, of course, share our show with everyone. Have a great day, and thank you for the great tips.
Thank you. And if you want any other resources on the financial side of it and the home inventory, you're welcome to visit apci.org/wildfire, a great resource so you know how to do the insurance side of it as well.
There you go. All right. Thank you so much. Have a great rest of your day. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I hope that you enjoyed most of my guests that have joined me here. I want to remind you to download our podcast. And of course, that is The Kim Pagano Show. And I'd love to know if there's somebody that you would like to hear, please reach out to me at 805-419-0008. Or you can email me at kim@kpshow.org. I always end all of our shows with a moment of happiness. And today's is thoughts become things. Choose the good ones. Have a great rest of your day. And I'll talk to you next week.
Ready for your next unforgettable adventure? Join Kim Pagano and Amphora Travel Planning for an incredible Southwest journey aboard the Canyon Spirit Railroad in April 2027. Travel with friends, make new ones, and experience breathtaking scenery, premium rail service, exceptional dining, comfortable hotels, and visits to two spectacular national parks. It's the perfect opportunity to relax, reconnect, and create memories that will last a lifetime. Whether you're planning this incredible rail vacation or your dream getaway anywhere in the world, Amphora Travel Planning is here to make travel effortless. Life is short. Fill it with unforgettable journeys. Amphora Travel Planning, where unforgettable journeys begin. Text Carol at 805-415-9901. That's 805-415-9901 for all of your travel needs. Liat Cohen is a business and employment attorney serving the Los Angeles area for over 33 years. Liat focuses on providing personal representation to her clients and is concerned with their needs. Liat prides herself on solving legal problems and keeping her clients protected. As a business owner herself and a trial attorney, Liat understands the pitfalls facing businesses and works with her clients to avoid them. Forget the rest. Call the best. Liat Cohen provides free legal consultations. Call 818-579-9996. Check out the website at liatlaw.net. Did you know stem cell injections can cost thousands of dollars with no guaranteed results? Here's a simple, affordable phototherapy-packed system that supports your body's natural renewal process. No injections, no chemicals, and no drugs. This light-based wellness technology has been studied for decades and shown to support energy, balance, recovery, and overall vitality naturally. For about $99, try a 30-day supply designed to help your body do what it does best, restore and renew itself. Many people share experiences of feeling more energetic, focused, and balanced after incorporating this technology into their wellness routine. If you'd like to learn more, text your name to 805-407-4302 for educational information. That's 805-407-4302. Or you can go to Lynn's website for more info, liveyounger.com/GreekLynn.
Are you looking for a reliable investment that stands the test of time? Gold and silver has always been a safe haven in times of uncertainty. At Gold Your Money, we help you protect your wealth by guiding you through the process of buying and storing precious metals. Whether you're new to investing or looking to diversify, our experts provide personalized solutions to fit your needs. Don't wait for inflation to erode your savings. Secure your future today with Gold Your Money. Visit goldyourmoney.com or call 805-323-GOLD. That's 805-323-4653 or goldyourmoney.com for more details.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.